KUTX 98.9. I'm Jody Denberg, live in Studio 1A. Welcome to our Concert Club members today. Thank y'all for being here. We appreciate you, and we appreciate these musicians and artists who are on our stage about to perform live for you. And tomorrow night as well, Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band are going to be at the Paramount Theater. For everyone's sake, I think I should introduce everybody. So those of you listening at home or here will know who you're listening to. We have with us today, oh lordy, Mr. Lloyd Maines on slide and dobro, Mr. Richard Bowden on the violin, Mr. Charlie Sexton on guitar, Davis McClarty on drums, Shannon McNally on vocals, and Bucca Allen on keyboards, and the one and only Terry Allen. Happy New Year, Terry.
Thanks, Jody.
What would you like to start with today?
We're going to start with a song called Houdini Didn't Like the Spiritualists. Well, he listened for his mother from the other side of the grave. But the more that he listened, the less she had to say. He was broken-hearted when she had departed for the other side. He visited mystics to find her, but the voices they channeled were just artistic lies. Then he didn't like the spiritualist. Couldn't believe there's any truth to this, that a loved one might return and speak to you, even though he wanted it to be true. The ectoplasm gathered in the mediums and nocturnal lair. Heavy tables lifted up and floated in the ghostly air. But no matter how miraculous or realistic that they seem, he traveled the world exposing their fraudulent scheme. Houdini didn't like the spiritualist. He couldn't believe there's any truth. Loved one might return and speak to you, even though he wanted it to be true. So he told his wife when he died for her to visit his gravesite. One night each year he gave her the day, said if he was there he'd communicate.
Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band, who are playing at the Paramount Theater tomorrow night. The great Terry Allen, whose songs have been done by so many folks over the years, from Doug Somm and Guy Clark to Little Feat and David Byrne and Sturgill Simpson. That song, Houdini Didn't Like the Spiritualists. There's a line on the poster for your gig tomorrow that says, "Howlin' from the Houdini Hole."
Yeah.
So is there a connection between that line on the poster and the song?
Yeah, there is. I don't know if you're familiar with the Houdini Hole. It's at Paramount, but ever since the first time I ever went there, people pointed out the Houdini Hole, which was in the ceiling of right next to that beautiful kind of mural up there of, I think it's St. Cecilia, the saint of music. But there's a little hole drilled right up there. And in 1916, Harry Houdini did a show at the Paramount and either suspended himself or someone else or whatever, but there was a, he did one of his escape tricks, you know, from hanging from the Houdini hole. So all the musicians that I've ever known that we played ever always point out the Houdini hole and talk about it. So we just decided to jump on it, you know, and call it Howling from the Houdini Hole. And then I started thinking about this Houdini and wrote this song.
And the show tomorrow night, the third year in a row that you've been at the Paramount. The song you just played, is that a new song?
Yeah, we're going to do the whole first set of all new songs.
Wow.
And then second set, kind of the greatest missed hits. You know.
I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago that you had your last record, Bottom of the World.
Yeah.
Do you write all the time, or do you just write when it's time to make a record?
No, I pretty much write all of the time. We had a great experience. We were invited to Marfa, Texas, a bunch of us, to just write songs. And they gave us Tim Crowley, who has a Crowley Theater there, and Shannon Bucca, Charlie. Joe Ely came in for a day. Dave Alvin came in for a day. But it was an opportunity that we've seldom ever have as far as just to really sit down and sing songs for one another and work on songs and whatever. So some of the songs were collaborative things that we're going to do tomorrow night. But most of them are songs that I've written over the last year and a half. Then we were just there in December to work on some of these songs. And it was Shannon and Bucca and Richard Davis and Charlie and I.
Well, I look forward to hearing the new songs tomorrow night and when you release them to us all. I guess it was a couple years ago that at the Paramount, you looked back and played your first two albums all the way through.
Yeah.
Juarez and Lubbock on Everything. And there's another bit from your archives that's about to be released called Pedal Steel and Four Corners.
Right.
And Pedal Steel has been released before, but can you just tell me a little bit about this box set? Because I was reading about it and it includes radio plays that were on NPR and stuff?
It's four radio plays that were commissioned by New American Radio in the late 80s and early 90s. And they were aired on NPR, but in those days they would send it up on a satellite and you could pick and choose if you wanted to take it. So most of my stuff was played about 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. But this is the first time that they've always all been put under one package, and Pedal Steel was kind of the guide for these things. It was one of the first pieces I did that was like a sound piece with songs, with text and whatever. So a lot of those radio shows were kind of modeled after the idea of Pedal Steel.
I'm looking forward to that box, Pedal Steel and Four Corners, which I think comes out in March.
It's March, yeah.
And Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band are guests. They're going to do another song for us on the airwaves. I did have a question, though. Most people know that you're a visual artist. You express yourself through just about any medium that's available. So when I see this list of all the museums around the country and internationally that have your installations and your work, I was just curious, when they do an installation of yours at a museum, do you go there first? Do you help them set it up? Or do museums do that independently and then you sign off on it?
Yeah, I usually visit the space that the piece is going to be in before I start building. That's a part of it, is that, so it becomes kind of site-specific for a particular space. But also try to keep in mind if the thing travels that it can break down and it can be altered to fit another space. But like then a piece like Road Angel, which is at Laguna Gloria, which is a bronze, and it's just totally site specific. It was, you know, to like an abandoned car out in the middle of nowhere, and so it depends. It really depends on where the piece is going to be, kind of how it develops.
I feel like I'm looking at a work of art right now with these great musicians in front of us. And tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater, Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band, as you heard, two sets. The first one, new material, and the second one, what did you say, greatest missed hits?
Yeah.
And another song for us live now on KUTX, if you want to set it up, Terry.
Yeah, this is a song called The Death of the Last Stripper. And it's a song that came out of that writing period in Marfa. I was talking about Dave Alvin and Joe Harvey, and I kind of put it together. She had a boy with some guy from Fresno. Where he is now, us know. She had a number on some paper in her purse. That was the number we tried first. Ah, but nobody answered
every time we tried.
We're the only ones in the world, even though she died. Gave her clothes to the Goodwill, except for one pretty dress. Tried to make her face up, she could look her best. Got carnations at the Safeway, had no money for a preacher, so we tried to say a prayer. Yeah, but nobody answered
every time we tried. We're the only ones in the world, even though she died.
They shut down the mill, now there's no one around. She was the last stripper, the last club in town. Can't say that I knew her, can't say we were friends, but I still try that number every now and then. Ah, but nobody answered
every time we tried. We're the only ones in the world, even though she died. We're the only ones in the world, even though she died.
Terry Allen. and the Panhandle Mystery Band, Death of the Stripper, two sets tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater. For KUTX Live, austintheater.org for more information. Want to thank once again this amazing group of musicians who are here with us today. Buck Allen on the accordion, Shannon McNally on vocals, Davis McClarty on drums, Charlie Sexton on guitar, Richard Bowden, who moved to mandolin for that song, Lloyd Maines on the dobro, and the great Terry Allen. Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Terry, any ETA as to when this new album will come out?
We're hoping to record it this year, so I have no idea when it'll come out.
Well, looking forward to it, and want to thank our multimedia crew who's here today, because you'll be able to watch this session online, led by Julia Reese, assisted by Tristan Ipok and Juan Figueroa. Our Studio 1A mixed by Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, and produced by Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg. Y'all can stick around and do one more song for our concert club members?
Yeah.
All right. We will do that, and we will post it all at kutx.org. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.